there was really where I saw the impact that athletes can use their platform for doing good. Left there because we have two sons. And at the time, they were involved in a ton of sports. And working for a sports team, I wasn't able to go to all of their events that I wanted to. And so it was at that point I launched Capture. So it's been just over 12 years that we have been able to, you know, really help athletes, coaches, teams, and entertainers on their philanthropic impact, and then also their personal branding.
Welcome to the Athletes Doing Good podcast, and we are so excited to highlight Shelly Seward, president of Capture Sports and Entertainment, today, as she usually is the one to highlight others' stories and journeys, but today she gets to be the interviewee.
Not used to being on this side of the of the interview.
Well, I feel like a lot of people may know of Capture and what we do, but we don't always get to show the history of how we got to where we are today. And I feel like that's so important when understanding the story of who we are and why we do what we do. So before we get to how Capture came to be exactly, I think it's important to get to know you and where you came from and your background pre-Capture existence.
Absolutely. Was very fortunate to be raised by some wonderful parents who were really instilled in us, both my brothers and myself, the importance of giving back at a young age. And so I think that was always where I got the need and kind of my calling as far as giving back. Also came from a very entrepreneurial family. My grandma, who passed away last year at 92, she was a business owner. And back, you know, in that day, it wasn't very common for women to work, much less own her own company. But I was lucky enough to grow up. She had an interior decorating company. And I can remember, you know, being young and taking pictures and art and decor to all the parade home models, you know, with her and my grandpa to be able to do that. And then my grandpa started four small businesses in his lifetime. And my dad and my uncles ran one of those until they sold it in 2000. So entrepreneurship has been in my blood. Always knew that I wanted to do something. And then really, you know, out of college, I worked in the nonprofit sector for 10, 15 years, and loved that aspect of giving back. Also had the opportunity to work with a very large association, management and executive director, and then ultimately with a sports team, being their vice president of marketing and also helping them create their foundation. And so there was really where I saw the impact that athletes can use their platform for doing good left there because we have two sons. And at the time, they were involved in a ton of sports. And working for a sports team, I wasn't able to go to all of their events that I wanted to. And so it was at that point I launched Capture. So it's been just over 12 years. That we have been able to, you know, really help athletes, coaches, teams, and entertainers on their philanthropic impact, and then also their personal branding.
That's amazing. When you think of, still, I think when you think of sports in general, sports industries, and it's pretty male dominated still, I would say, to this
day. Yeah.
When it came to bringing into sports, what were your thoughts around that? Were you more nervous as a female entrepreneur to break into the industry?
No, I don't think I really was. Like, I recognized it. I knew it was going to be, you know, a challenge. I recognized that it wasn't the norm, but it was, for me, it was another challenge. It was, you know, ultimately I was helping these athletes to be able to use their platform to do good, helping them build their brand. And initially 12 years ago, you know, a lot of agents, I would say, saw me more as a competitor. When in reality, and we've come such a long way, we're a partner with them. Like, we're ultimately, everybody's there for the same goal of to really support and help that athlete and really be able to help them build their brand. And everybody brings different pieces to the puzzle, and we're one of those pieces that fit in. And so I think 12 years ago, that was my biggest challenge, was that people thought we were competitors and that we were marketing agents and we were agents. When in reality, this was a really a niche that wasn't out there at the time, wasn't out there as prevalent as it is now. And so, you know, it was making that niche, finding that niche, being extremely, extremely fortunate to, you know, be introduced to the Watt family within the first couple of months of business, and having someone of their magnitude with their family's values really was just such a blessing to me, because they had instilled in them the same values of giving back and wanting to give back. And so I think, you know, still being in the male dominant world, it is what it is. You know, everybody has challenges at their jobs in different ways. That's just one of ours that we just look past and overcome.
Absolutely. I think too, you've said so many different times that in 12 years, Capture has really evolved. Can you take us through like what you started with, JJ Watt, what that looked like? And now we do a lot of personal branding and stuff like that. So how has it evolved in the last 12 years?
A lot. And with so much credit to the team members that are around me. But my business plan originally started Capture was to be working more on the corporate with corporations on their cause marketing plans. And it was after I was introduced to the Watt family, and after I was introduced to other athletes, that I really saw that this niche was truly needed. And it paired together two of my passions of giving back and sports. And so I think, you know, that's kind of where it started. I intentionally remained small while my boys were, you know, going through middle school and going through high school. I did it to give back. I did it not to be a millionaire, not to for status, for anything. Like, it was part of who I was. And so seeing that shift from really initially working for corporations being my target, to then shifting towards nonprofits and then athletes within there. And then I remember sitting down with one of my mentors and she said, you know what, your boys are at the age now that they're going to be doing their own things. And you have worked with some of the best, and it's time for you to not let fear of success hold you back, and you need to start growing. And I really took that to heart of, you know, was it fear of success that was holding me back? What was holding me back? And for so long, it truly was, I wanted to be present in my kids' life. And so it was at that point that we really started on the growth trajectory. And expanding our services, expanding who we were working with, you know, throughout the country. And, you know, a big one was adding in that personal branding component. So many of the athletes that we had worked with, you know, saw the work that we were able to do, saw that we were able to bring, you know, what we brought to the table, how we were able to collaborate and partner with other individuals, you know, on their team. And for us to be able to then help them with their social media, help them with their strategy, help them with their websites, you know, that really continued to help to evolve Capture. And then, you know, year and a half ago, we decided to branch out and rebrand to Capture Sports and Entertainment. And we've had some opportunity in the entertainment space and look to continue to grow that. So I think it's a matter of the opportunities that are there, the willingness, you know, to take some of the risk, to grow, and being able to still maintain that personal touch that we've always had with our athletes and with our clients.
That's so important. Where does the name Capture come from? Because I know you said you went through rebranding. Where did the name come from originally?
You know what? I never, like when I brainstormed for names, it was just always Capture. Like it was, you know, for me, it was being able to capture success. It was capturing the impact. It was, you know, in Hymden Hot, like would people think I was a photographer at first, you know, with just capturing photos and memories and, but it was just something that always stuck with me, and it had so many different meanings to me, that has been the consistent, you know, part of, our story of our brand, you know, throughout the 12 years.
It does encompass so much of what Capture is. So I really do like that.
Yeah.
When it comes to giving back, which you've spoken so much about, are there any standout moments that you have?
I think there's a couple. One was actually before I even officially launched Capture. It was when I was still at the sports team, we had the opportunity to bring in Aaron Rodgers right after he had won the Super Bowl. And he was meeting a little boy named Jack. And Jack was in New York the night before getting treatment for his childhood cancer. Was so radioactive that he had to sleep with a piece of metal between him and his mom. In reality, should he have been able to come? I don't know, but the doctor let him. But seeing Jack and Aaron's interaction, obviously Jack was impacted. Like it was his dream to meet Aaron. But I saw Aaron and I saw how Aaron was impacted. And that really stuck with me that, you know, I can remember saying, you know, you have to go out for your appearance. And, you know, he generally looked at me and he was like, I want to stay in the locker room and play Legos with Jack, you know? And so he was impacted so much that like, he stayed in touch with the family. He, you know, did something with when Jack passed away, he just still did something with Jack's twin sister, like yours. So I think for me, like that's something that has really stuck with me. I think another one is just, sweet, sweet Cherry Star, who has like truly become another grandmother, to me. Seeing Bart and Cherry's love for each other and seeing Bart and Cherry's love for others has really, really been inspiring, to me. And then my last one is circles back to JJ Watt. What he did for the hurricane, for Hurricane Harvey, raised so much money, impacted so many lives. And I don't know that people truly understood how involved he was. I just have so much respect for him in the level of involvement, everything that he did to be able to, you know, keep it going. And then on, you know, on the flip side, interviewing the nonprofits to make sure that individuals that donated to the campaign with his name on it, he interviewed them to make sure that it was going to the right places. It was going to the purpose that he intended to. So I think those are three that stick out to me. There's so many more, you know, the little girl at Aaron Jones, you know, shoe drive who had never had her own pair of shoes. You know, there's stories upon stories upon stories that, it's our why. It's why we do what we do. For me, it's the athlete has a huge platform, but they're human. And for them to be able to feel that impact of what they're doing and have that touch them so much that they want to continue to do what they do is why we do what we do.
I love that. So special. Where do you see the future of sports marketing, Athletes Foundation marketing? Where do you see that going?
I think that you look at where and how philanthropy has become so important in, as part of an athlete's brand and who they are. Corporations want to be able to work with individuals that are authentic, with individuals that care and give back to the community. And so it's not only their social media stats numbers. It's not only how they perform on the court. It's who they are as a person. And people and corporations want to know that. They always, you know, one of the reasons we started Athletes Doing Good podcast was because we wanted individuals to really be able to learn more about the athlete behind the uniform. Like, who are they? What is their why? What has happened in their life that makes them want to give back and help others because of what they've experienced? And so for us, it's always about finding that why. And I think more and more that's going to continue to grow. In the sports marketing realm, it's just they want to know who these individuals are in an authentic way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What's your best piece of advice for athletes out there? You know, whether they're pre-professional, maybe they just are rookies, but they want to make a difference, and maybe they want to eventually start their own foundation. What would you tell them to do in the now to get to where they want to be?
I think finding things that authentically touch them, you know, have they been impacted in life? I think volunteering at a whole variety of different things to be able to help them find their why if they don't know exactly what it is. And it's okay to change, you know, as, you know, working with someone when they're right out of college to working with somebody when they're retired, like, they've experienced so much more life in that time. They've had additional whys. They've had additional impact. But going out there and being vulnerable, being authentic, like, don't do it for the praise. Don't do it to be able to say, look at me, look at what I'm doing. People are going to see through it. Yeah. Like, you have to be authentically you. Like, if you love going and visiting kids, that's great. If you feel comfortable public speaking and you can go talk to somebody, all depending upon what has either touched you or what you hope to do. I think just being okay with being vulnerable, being okay with giving of your time. Your time is very, very precious, when you're an athlete and you're a student or you're on a team and you have to study, like, there's a lot of different things that are pulling at you for your attention, but to make it a priority in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think anyone can take that advice and apply it to their own lives as well.
Yeah.
Well, as it comes to our last question of this interview, what Capture is all about and what this podcast is all about, what does Athletes Doing Good mean to you?
Ooh, I usually ask this question. I think for me, it is utilizing their platforms, utilizing the platforms that they have been blessed with, that they have worked really, really hard for, to impact others. And it can be time, it can be resources, like, you never know, particularly when you're an athlete and you have that status and you have that platform and you have these little kids looking up to you, you never know the impact that you're going to truly make. So it doesn't have to be something huge and big and that everybody sees, but it's being a nice person, being there for the kids that are coming up to you, like, being a good role model, being a good human, and using that platform that you have for good.
Perfectly said. Well, thank you for joining me today, Shelley, and taking a seat on the other side of the table today.